Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of November 29th, 2009, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Avatar for DS, PC, PS3, PSP, Xbox 360, and Wii.
MX vs. ATV Reflex for DS, PS3, PSP, and Xbox 360.
Rogue Warrior for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Might and Magic, Clash of Heroes for DS.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, Squeakquel for DS and Wii.
Dirt 2 and Lexor Adventures for PC.
As always, these releases could slip. This is the latest information we have. A more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Karaoke Revolution for PS3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
Rogue Trooper, Quartz Zone Massacre. Seen It? Twilight. Cook Wars and Your Shape with Jenny McCarthy.
Tekken 6 for PSP.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed, Ultimate Sith Edition for Mac.
And for iPhone, there's Chuck Norris, Bring On the Pain, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, regular old Monopoly, a full-blown RPG, Raven's Sword, The Fallen King, Snowy's Christmas Pinball, Star Wars Trench Run, and the carefully pronounced TT Totems. You might also have missed recent iPhone releases: Call of Duty World at War Zombies, Ghosts and Goblins, Gold Knights, and the re-release of the C64 emulator with 3 added games, and the promise of a soon-to-be-released free Bruce Lee.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check out our November 16th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week's giveaway is a Black Friday extravaganza, Halo 3 ODST. We ended up with an extra copy of this, so here's your chance to get in on the Noir Action Plus Co-op, a new firefight mode, and a bonus disc with all of the Halo 3 multiplayer maps. Be sure to enter at BusyGamerNews.com by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, December 3rd.
Last week's winners:
Christian entered and won the much-coveted Final Fantasy X, donated by BallardGirl1.
John will take home 24. If we aren't too busy over the next week, we might have some more instant wins, so keep an eye out on Game Watcher's Twitter for a warning shortly before a new one is posted.
We do have a bonus prize that no one's claimed. Listen to last week's podcast for a clue to the movie being alluded to during the Assassin's Creed 2 section. And don't be dazzled by my fantastic delivery. Listen all the way to the end of the podcast for an extra clue. If you're the first to guess the movie and you live in the U.S., you'll win its remake on DVD. Hints: it's British, it's a comedy, it's an older movie, and there's a relatively recent remake. Comment of the week:
Flag seems to be picking a fanboy fight on our site this week in his bid to win ODST.
I need this to dangle in front of my cousin's nose. He needs to be converted from his PS3 ways so we can play Firefight. Rob, if you're reading this, it's called overtime, man. You're old enough to own systems. The baby will practically raise himself.
No need to resort to debaggery. Just say you want to bond with your cousin over a little Lipton's. We can read between the lines.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick, 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 pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
I started playing Halo back before I was a busy gamer, that is, before I had a kid. Managed to get into a Halo 2 multiplayer beta, the only time I've ever enjoyed playing deathmatch modes, and kind of dropped out midway through Halo 3 when my game got corrupted right after a checkpoint that took a week to finish. So I was rather ambivalent about ODST when I heard it was coming out. Then I saw early shots at PAX and saw that 3, count them, 3 Firefly vets were among the voice talent, and my interest rose substantially. I have to admit, my renewed interest in the game had a lot more to do with the lush film noir visuals than the storyline. As you probably know by now, you don't play as Master Chief, and no, you're not young Master Chief either. You're just a nameless recruit who gets pushed around by the other Marines who aren't sure you're worthy of playing in their sandbox. About the time you start thinking this is going to be a group project, everyone is separated, and you must go once more into the breach alone. But this time, you get hurt, and you stay hurt. The game takes on many of the standard Halo elements. Pretty much the same bad guys and weaponry, with a few design upgrades here and there and the occasional surprise thrown in. The levels look different from previous Halo games, but ODST suffers from the standard "this level looks just like the last level" syndrome. I appreciate the effort to make all things noirish, but you've seen one plaza, you've pretty much seen them all. What is different this time is the storyline. Rather than seeking to stop something, you're trying to find out what happened. To say anything more would give away a pretty cool twist in the game. Suffice it to say that your buddies, including Nathan Fillion, Adam Baldwin, and Alan Tudyk, will appear at points during the game to hang out. It's just like playing Halo with a Fireflight crew, only not. The gameplay difficulty varies wildly between even easy, described as it almost plays itself, to normal, which I found to be insanely hard at times. And I've played Halo since the day the first one came out. I admit, I ended up switching to easy, and I was bored. Easy doesn't have to mean walking for 20 minutes before a grunt practically commits suicide in front of you. Give me a reasonably balanced game that even occasional players can enjoy. Speaking of balance, forcing people to use checkpoints to save, rather than just letting me save anywhere, is not balancing your game. It's just pissing off the player. I walked for 20 minutes one night trying to find a save point, which is just pointless. We all have memory units or hard drives. Let me save my game when I want to. It hasn't hurt sales of Fallout 3 any, and you know what? More than a year later, I'm still playing Fallout 3. I finished ODST a few weeks ago and don't see myself picking it up again anytime soon. Yes, it really does make that much of a difference. The sad thing is, I really did enjoy this game, especially the last 2 hours, which were just breathtaking. The action was awesome, there were new things to look at, although they look like previous Halo games, and I really did care about the characters involved in the final act. It was just the 9 hours of aimless wandering that preceded those final 2 hours that put me to sleep. In the end, ODST left me feeling a little nostalgic for the first time I played Halo. You only experience the Flood for the first time once, and I can still remember the deep feelings of fear, horror, and exhilaration it inspired. I didn't get that from ODST, but I did find the game highly enjoyable. If you're into the multiplayer Thunderdome deathmatches, buy ODST, beat the campaign, and start wailing on your little buddies online. But if you just want to get some pretty easy gamer points and hear Mal, Jane, and Wash yell at you, consider it a rent. Or by now, a secondhand buy.
Also, if you're playing Assassin's Creed 2 and want a little helpful guidance, Girl Got Game wrote up some more tips that expand on what she shared in last week's podcast. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel,
consider whose fault it could be. Not a torture, a match in your inventory. What we're playing.
I'm still glued to Assassin's Creed 2, but I also picked up some iPhone games on sale that I've been toying with. The rail shooter Doom Resurrection, Atlanta Sky Patrol, think Luxor with a deco theme, iFarm, which is like Farmville if it sucked, and Waze, a community driving GPS app that can provide you with turn-by-turn directions and traffic updates, but also awards points as you drive and offers cherries for bonus points if you cruise a route that no one else has charted. It's sort of like Pac-Man, where your car or truck is the Pac-Man.
I'm still playing Assassin's Creed 2 pretty much as often as I can get my hands on the TV. As Game Watcher mentioned, I do have some tips that I came up with in my many hours that I have logged. And I have one more for you, which is the little troubadour dudes that are
running. The bards.
The bards, yes. The other night when I was playing, I was going to throw some money at the bards to shut them up, and I had forgotten to switch it to the money bag. And I pulled my weapon, and I expected that they were just going to keep singing, and instead they freaked out, dropped their loots, and went running for the hills. I thought, well, that's interesting. So I was walking along again, and I had a pretty high notorious rating, and some more bards came along, and so I stopped and listened to them for a moment and pulled my sword out, and they all flipped out and started like, don't tase me, bro, don't tase me, and, you know, go screaming off. I thought, well, this is awesome, because now I can get rid of the bards, and I don't have to actually spend any money on the little rats.
See, I actually tried to throw money one time, and I threw my sword and killed someone, so it didn't really work out.
DLC highlights.
For Wii and DS, the latest WiiWare includes Bit Trip Void, Harvest Moon, My Little Shop, Learning with the Puyus Episode 1, and Little Tournament Over Yonder. On Virtual Console, there's Super Mario Kart for Super NES, and A Boy and His Blob, Trouble on Bloblonia for NES.
DSiWare includes Castle of Magic, My Notebook, Blue, and more Electroplankton minigames.
There's also an Avatar DS demo, which you have to download via the Wii's Nintendo channel.
The PlayStation 3 store got Gravity Crash and Diner Dash.
Also, if you're connected to the PlayStation Network, you'll get prompted for an Uncharted 2 title update, which adds a free multiplayer map called The Fort, plus leaderboards and a player card. For both PS3 and Xbox 360, there's Madden NFL Arcade, the Borderlands expansion, The Zombie Island of Dr. Ned, and a Guitar Hero 5 Thank the Fans track pack with 6 free tracks from bands you've probably never heard of. You can also get the free Dragon Ball Raging Blast Warriors on Earth pack, which adds some bonus characters.
On Xbox 360, there's also a demo for Jurassic, The Hunted, and Avatar items for Fallout 3 and Transformers 2.
More complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an app reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
Some of the music provided tonight came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at BusyGamerNews.com. Whack Podcast.
If you talk to Girl Got Game on Tuesday, wish her a happy birthday.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about what I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about what I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now.
Learning with the Puyas. Learning with the Puyus.
I'm sorry.
And a boy in his blob, trouble on blob blowing. Really need to rehearse this one.